أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي، ذخري وذخيرتي في آخرتي ودنياي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي وعن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات قربة طاعة إلى الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah. As-salamu alayka ya ibn Rasulillah. As-salamu alayka ya ibn Amir al-Mu'minin wa ibn Sayyid al-Wasiyyin. As-salamu عليك يا ابن فاطمة سيدتي نساء العالمين.
So dear listeners, we were talking about this part. Assalamu alayka ya ibn Fatima sayyidati nisa'il alamin. Peace be unto you, O son of Fatima, leader of the women of the world. And we said that there are a couple of reasons mentioned in the traditions why the name Fatima is given to her. The last of which was that her followers are detached from hellfire. And as the holy verse of the Quran suggests, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. The true love is the utter following. And since Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in this sense, is Ibn Fatima, he is likewise among the ones whose love will emancipate us from hellfire. And in fact, there is a narration that pertains to the true love of all the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, "Man ahabbana Ahlul Bayt hasharahu Allahu aminan yawm al-qiyamah." Whosoever loves us, the Ahlul Bayt, Allah would raise him in the state of protection on the Day of Judgment. So this is why Lady Fatima is called Fatima, لأنها فطم من أحبها من النار. That's because she detached the ones who love her from hellfire. Another reason why the name Fatima is given to her is that she's an intermediary of divine grace. And it has been stated in many traditions. In different narrations, we are told that Allah derived the name Fatima from his name Fatir, which is Fatir al-Samawati wal-Ard, the cleaver of the heavens and earth. So the name Al-Fatir comes from the word Fatir, which means to cleave. So here, the one who cleaves and breaks non-existence and brings about existence. So, as a result, and in conclusion, as some scholars have written in their books, it means the originator.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In a lengthy tradition where the Ahlul Kisa were present, the Holy Prophet ﷺ at one point addresses Hazrat Fatima saying, وَشَقَّ لَكِ يَا فَاطِمَةُ إِسْمًا مِنْ أَسْمَائِهِ فَهُوَ الْفَاطِرُ وَأَنْتِ فَاطِمَةُ. The Prophet is saying that Allah derived for you, O Fatima, a name from His names, for He is Al-Fatir, the originator, and you are Fatima. Also, Almighty Allah, in a conversation with Prophet Adam alayhi salam, introduces the light of Fatima and says, وَهَذِهِ فَاطِمَةُ وَأَنَا فَاطِرُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And this is Fatima, while I am the فَاطِرُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the originator of the heavens and earth. فَاطِمُ أَعْدَائِي عَنْ رَحْمَتِي يَوْمَ فَصْلِ قَضَائِي وَفَاطِمُ أَوْلِيَائِي عَمَّا يَعْتَرِيهِمْ وَيَشِينُهُمْ فَشَقَقْتُ لَهَا إِسْمًا مِنْ إِسْمِي. The severer of my enemies from my mercy on the day of my judgment, and فَاطِمُ أَوْلِيَائِي, the relinquisher of affliction and disgrace from those near to me. So I derived for her a name from my name. In a supplication taught by Angel Jabra'il to Prophet Adam alayhi salam, we read, Ya Hamidu bihaqqi Muhammad, Ya Ali bihaqqi Ali, Ya Fatiru bihaqqi Fatima. O praised one, I swear by the station of Muhammad. O the exalted one, I swear by the station of Ali. O originator, I swear by the station of Fatima. So we must understand that this tradition does not speak simply of the method of derivation that we commonly know. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. I suppose that would be enough for now. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones by the light of Imam al-Hussein and other infallible imams. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين